Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. This Friday, get yourself warmed up for Halloween. There's a new art show at Washington Galleries at 315 North Lake Avenue. It's Corpses and Copses, ink and watercolor paintings. It's the work of Whitney Saar, a Duluth native now going to school for art at UMD. The reception is Friday, October 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. with refreshments. Whitney Saar stopped by and shared a bit about her work, about getting ready for the show.
My name is Whitney Saar, and I use ink and watercolors on watercolor paper, and then I frame the works in antique frames. So the frames are kind of a part of the art. They work together. This is my first, like, real big solo, just me, in an actual, like, gallery space. It's going to be fun. It's 6 to 9, Friday night, and there's going to be refreshments and apple cider. It's kind of got, like, this Halloween theme going on. Paintings are of, like, Halloween folk art, kind of.
And the name of the show is?
Corpses and Copses. Corpses and Copses has actually been my email address since, like, I was 16. So when I was doing a Halloween show, I thought that it would work. There's going to be dead things. I guess there's going to be shrubbery, which is what a copse is. So I don't know. I thought it just worked and it was fun. I was slated for October before I even knew what I was going to do. And October is my favorite month, and all my work is always kind of creepy anyways. I thought that it'd be fun to incorporate the fact that I'm in October with a Halloween theme. Because either way, it's going to be a creepy show. Might as well take advantage of the holidays. And everything is brand new. This entire summer has been making stuff from scratch. I like the whole whimsical illustrative look. I like illustrating more than fine art. So most of my work looks like illustrations, more like blown up illustrations. And I like the way that ink and watercolor work together. Watercolor is really fluid, and ink is more straight lines, and together they work, they complement each other.
Do you think about using digital media?
I'm kind of a purist. I like graphic design. I think there's something to be said for doing everything by hand. And I have been told by others that maybe you want to clean it up by putting it in Illustrator and maybe making it more graphic-y. And I like the old school way of painting. I love it. I love hands-on stuff. I'm not much into computers. There were times when I thought of different vocations that I would do, and for a while I stopped doing art because I don't know, it can get frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
But I started selling prints around 18 years old. I thought it was very fulfilling and I liked it, and it was doing something that it didn't feel like work when I did it. So I want that kind of work where it doesn't feel like painting. I can paint for hours and hours and it feels like no time has gone by at all, and I want to keep doing that.
Whitney's work will be on display through the month of October at the Washington Gallery. It's open during the day on Saturday and Sundays, but the opening is this Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Corpses and Copses is the name of the show. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Liz Peterson and Maya Morton, with music by Willie Murphy, and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and Lizards Art Gallery and Framing in Duluth. For more information on Whitney's work or the Washington Studios Artist Cooperative, to subscribe to the Radio Gallery podcast, or to listen again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Radio Gallery. I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.